Last week, Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas announced she intends to limit the use of the word evolution in Arizona high schools. This came after a committee of 100 educators, parents, and community members took more than a year and a half to review and put together new science standards. The superintendent's announcement, though, took them by surprise. Douglas hopes to eliminate references to evolution entirely from existing high school science standards, replacing them with terms like biological diversity. Any mention of evolution would also be referred to as the theory of evolution. Then yesterday, Governor Doug Ducey told reporters he believes evolution should remain part of the science standards for public high schools, saying the biblical concept of creation should be separate from science classes.
I believe in God. I believe God created humanity, and I believe there are evolutionary forces at work in nature, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive. So evolution will remain part of the schools and the education curriculum. Intelligent design wouldn't have been words that were used when I was in school. It would have been the creation, story of creation, and evolution would have been part of the science curriculum. And they're not mutually exclusive, like I said, and I think that's the same way it's taught in Catholic schools today.
Reverend David Felton of the Fountains United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills would be more inclined to agree with the governor than the state school superintendent, and he's here now to explain why. Reverend Felton, good morning.
Good morning.
So why do you think that the governor is right on this and maybe Superintendent Douglas is not right on this?
Well, I'm not even so sure that I agree completely with the governor, because it's not just about assuring people that evolution will remain a part of the curriculum. It's about opening the door to religious stories being taught in science classes. That's the difficulty, because people like Superintendent Douglas, who think that alternative stories, like from the Bible, are on the same plane as rational, evidence-based science, really don't understand science or the Bible. And this is not good for those of us that take the Bible seriously.
Do you get pushback from others, either in the clergy or congregants? I mean, it seems a little bit unusual for a member of the clergy to be coming out with this kind of position.
It's not unusual at all. Just the fact that people don't know that denominations like the United Methodist Church actually affirm evolution globally as something that is a thing. It's that we as a mainline denomination, and Roman Catholics as well, are taught about the differences in the creation stories and that they are not meant to explain how things happened, but why things happen. And those are two very different questions. And that's where it gets all fuzzy here, is when you try to impose a story that is theological onto a science curriculum without any kind of distinguishing the difference between those.
So, Reverend Felton, it sounds like what you're getting at here is that you think this is a violation of the separation of church and state.
Absolutely. It's much more than a pedagogical issue. What it is just a covert way, and conservative Christians across the board, be they Protestant or Catholic, have used this as kind of a tip of the spear technique, a strategy to get into classrooms the idea that creationism or intelligent design is something that should be taught in our public schools. And I think that's something that certainly there are many, many ways of interpreting the stories of the Bible in even religious circles. I teach my kids to take the Bible seriously and not literally. And what Superintendent Douglas is proposing comes out of a tradition that takes the Bible literally and wants to impose that theological malpractice on all of us.
Is there a concern, Reverend Felton, that by sort of putting intelligent design in the classroom, in the science classroom, does that in some way diminish Bible stories and sort of diminish the teachings that you teach to your congregants and to your own family?
Right. I'm all for sacred texts being part of the conversation, say, in a literature class or in history classes. But what Superintendent Douglas is proposing is about predominantly science classes being opened up to religious stories, which, as I've mentioned, have multiple interpretations. And I think that's going to compromise not only our students' science education, but as you suggest, it compromises the point of what religious stories are about, which are asking different questions and are proposing different ways of looking at the world. Now, as the governor mentioned, evolution and religion are not incompatible. And I think that that's fine to say, but I think you need to be clear as to how you're going to approach that in an educational situation and where you're going to talk about that. Certainly not in science classes.
All right. That's Reverend David Felton with the Fountains United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills. Reverend Felton, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.